Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. All of our scripture readings this day continue to teach us about the Holy Trinity and how important and how relevant that teaching really is. A student stopped by our campus church this last week. He just had a visit by Mormon missionaries, and he wanted to come in and talk about what Mormons really believe. And very quickly, our discussion needed to turn to the very nature of God, that Mormons are really polytheistic, far from believing in our concept of the Trinity. Other students these days are talking about the new movie, The Phantom Menace, the latest of the Star Wars saga, and the discussion often turns to the Force, a view of the deity, if you want to call it that, that has roots in Eastern religion, and again is far different from our idea of the triune God. I picked up a copy of the graduation program from Purdue from just a few weeks ago and began to read the list of those students who've just received a PhD from Purdue. There was Yahya from Kuwait, Yasir from Sudan, Ufuk from Turkey, Ra'afat from Egypt, Winun from Thailand, Hui Ping from the People's Republic of China. And that's only part of one column in this booklet of PhDs from Purdue. Right now, there are more than 3,700 students from other countries, 100 nations, right here in Indiana studying, more than 10% of Purdue's population. And if you notice the countries from which they come, many of them would be countries, if there's any concept of God, it would again be much different than that idea of the triune God. How much work there is to do in sharing, let alone the gospel, just who God is and what his nature is as he comes to you and to me. How much we need to be prepared with all those scriptures and teachings that tell us of the reality of the Holy Trinity. But the teaching of the Trinity is important not just in what we share with other people, but for each one of us in a very personal kind of way. Our Muslim friends want to be so rational. God is either one or he is three. You can't have it both ways, and therefore there can be no Trinity. But I wonder if sometimes we too want to be overly rational. We struggle with what God says in his word. Sometimes we doubt and question things because we can't make everything fit into our human minds. We don't understand why God works the way he works. The Mormons are the ultimate in American independence and self-reliance. You can become a god or a goddess if you work hard enough and try hard enough. But I wonder if we too sometimes rely too much upon ourselves, our own abilities, think too highly of our riches, our wisdom, our knowledge, and we forget sometimes the Lord's will and service to other people. And then we hear those words of our epistle lesson, those words of St. Paul, where he says, God has bound all men over to disobedience, so that he may have mercy upon them all. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge, not of us, but of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? The depth is never in us, but in God and his wisdom and work. Who are we to ever think we can understand God and his ways in our little human minds, that we somehow could direct God and give him counsel and advice? Who are we to think that God owes us anything or ought to do things our way? How humbling these words are for us as we stand before the Holy Trinity. God is the one who gives from beginning to end. He gives the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge that we all really need. He is the one who guides us into His paths, and He counsels us and gives us hope. And He gives us freely the gifts of life and salvation, for which we could never repay Him in any way, shape, or form. We desperately need, each one of us, what the triune God has to offer. We need the creative work of the Father, together with Son and Spirit, to remind us that we are not accidents in a random universe that began with a bang and is heading nowhere in particular, but rather we are unique creations of God, important to Him, each one of us, and His plan of saving the world. And we need constantly the redeeming love of God the Son, sent from the Father in the power of the Spirit, the forgiveness Jesus earned for us on the cross, the reassurance of the Word, and the elements that will touch our lips in just a moment, that we are accepted by God in spite of our sins and our doubts and weaknesses and failures. As our Lutheran confessions remind us, the entire Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, directs all men to Christ as to the book of life. In Him is life. And we need the Holy Spirit. Paul reminds us in another of his letters, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us in His Spirit. And the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. The depth is in God. But the Spirit helps us, even though we don't understand it all, concepts like the Trinity. The Spirit leads us simply to believe, to trust, and to glorify. And then we can only humbly respond with St. Paul, for from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.